everybody, and welcome back to another episode of the Knee Slapping K-Pop Podcast. I am Kayla, and today I am joined with Sammy.
Hello, hello.
And we are here to do a first, but not really a first, because we're here for another a history of series of a K-pop group, but this is the first girl group we're ever going to cover.
Yes, yes, yes.
And with as much as we like this group, I feel like it's an appropriate, and also with what happened to the group, feels like an appropriate first girl group to do.
Yeah, because here's the thing. The groups we do on this, one have to be, there's criteria. One, it has to be a group we like.
Yes.
Obviously. Like,
obviously,
I'm not going to do this
not going to do it about groups group I don't like.
We don't like. Or that we have one point liked, because God only knows our opinions change on a dime sometimes. Because,
like, 2-4-K in its current iteration, not a fan, sad. But, like, loved them at a time.
Loved at the time. Love it. Great. But at some point, it also has to be a group that is, especially for a history of series, we're not going to do it on a group that was successful.
No.
You already know that story.
What's the
Who
point
cares?
Of that?
And three, it's got to have... This
spice.
Is the first
it's gotta
one.
It's got
to
have spice.
It's got to have some spice to it. Not really, because usually with our spice is different.
Right.
It's like underrated spice. It's like 2-4-K where they are underrated.
Way ahead of their time.
Way ahead of their time kings.
And like the best example of like a ship of Theseus group you could ever see.
Exactly. Or you have something like we did K&K,
right.
Which is a group that you don't remember.
But we
person
remember.
Listening to at home, you don't, but we do.
We do. And they were great.
Exactly. They were amazing. April, you probably do remember.
Right.
But you don't remember for the right reasons.
Right. Which is really unfortunate for them.
Because April has bangers.
They do. They made such
April
good music.
Started shaky. We'll get to it. They start shaky.
We start real
but
shaky.
They hit. And they hit for the rest of their career.
They do.
They don't stop hitting. They only make bangers, and I think it's very sad that we forget all the bangers.
I know. It's so sad.
It's so unfortunate. But I guess we can start with, who is April? What is April? April, underrated queens.
Underrated, absolute iconic girl group for the time that we had them. So they debut as a 6-member girl group in 2015 under DSP Entertainment in August. So the original 6-member lineup of was Soomin, Chaewon, Hyunjoo, Nayeon, Yeena, and
And they debut with Dream Candy, yes. A song that
questionable.
Go listen to it.
It's a weird
is
song.
Such a it is such a deep. Especially with the Soomin we know.
The Soomin.
Because yes, yeah. it is the Soomin from Card. We'll get to it. It just feels like it is the overall same concept April would go on to do for most of their career. But it's so almost the parody of what a cute girl group is. It's so sugar. It's so much exaggerated smile. It's so toothless. It's so, like, it is the parody. This is what a drama, like, those K-dramas that are about K-pop.
The K-pop K-dramas,
this is what those song.
Tea Party.
Tea Party would make this song. Yeah. A song that's, like, not, no offense, not good enough to go to a real K-pop group.
Right,
so they just, like, ship it off to be done in, because, like, those shows never have, like, the top quality K-pop. Because why would you put that in a show?
Why
not just give that to real K-pop? It's not bad. These girls are obviously very talented, but it's not the
I don't know if I'd
vibe.
Call it good, yeah. It's
not, the girls are not bad.
Right.
The song is not correct.
No.
For what they do.
It does feel correct for the time that the song came out in a way. Like, because this is, like, in the era of, like, weird, cute girl group. There's a lot of this type of music in 2015.
There is.
Is what I'm trying to
and
say.
And to be honest, it didn't really hit even back then.
No, it did not.
At least for me. And also, just hearing everyone else saying, you can also obviously tell Soomin is, one, significantly older, because she is. And two, her voice doesn't work.
It does not.
As well.
No.
Because she sounds like an adult. Because she is an adult.
Like, Soomin, no place in this group, really. No reason she should have ever been in this group.
But then in, November 9th, so a couple months afterward, I believe, like, Like, because they debut, like, early in the... They don't debut that early in the year. It's, like, three or four months later, Soman leaves. It's
she,
not that long.
She is in that group for not very long at all.
Nope. And then she will debut in Card the next year in 2016. Yes, so yes. Even then, it was, like, a quick turnaround for her to be in Card.
Right. And Soman does, like... Soman had done quite a lot of stuff before. She was even in April to begin with. We'll get into that a little bit later.
Yeah.
But... even from the start, it was like, I don't think Soman had any place in this group to begin with.
No, because the other thing I see is, because I've looked this up, she leaves officially on November 9th. November 24th, they already have their first comeback as April, which makes me think how quickly did she, like, she left even earlier, because she's not in that video, she's in nothing.
Pre-debut, she must have been, like, really questioning, what am I doing right
or
now?
Or even at that point, they must have been like, look, it's too late to pull you from the debut.
Right, you're already there.
But we got you a different, we got
another plan. We've got other plans in motion.
Because, like, then in November, they come out with Mwah. You can look for our opinions on that song in our worst of 2015
worst
video.
Worst songs of the year.
It's a little too cutesy.
Ooh, it's not great.
And by a little, I mean a lot.
It's a lot.
Entirely too cutesy.
It's not the best.
And, like, infantilizing is a generous word.
Yeah, it is not.
It's a lot.
It's not great.
The Girl Scout concept I don't love.
Nope.
But that is...
there's a lot of things about it that are a little bit uncomfortable. It's not great.
No. But they do, you know, they also then have a Christmas song. I'm looking at their discography right now.
Right.
They do a K-pop Christmas song called Snowman. It's exactly what you think an April K-pop Christmas song would be.
Right, right.
It's fine. And we're, you know, I don't ask my opinion on Christmas. As the renowned Christmas,
as
K-pop
renowned,
Christmas haters
renowned
that we are.
Christmas haters, you know. Shit, if you're a regular listener, you know our opinions on generally Christmas and Christmas music.
It's truly the barrel. It's the bottom of the barrel of music.
Yeah, it is not good.
Nope. But now we've gone past the rough patch. Now April will only make bangers.
Yes, we will now start making very good music, which is good that... this turn for them happens relatively fast. Like, it doesn't take them that long to figure out, hey, let's not do this concept anymore.
Yeah.
Or at least let's take the same concept, let's evolve it a little bit.
Yeah. So, in April of 2016, Hyunjo will take a hiatus of the group for health reasons.
Yes.
Keep that girl's name
let's
in mind.
Let's keep that in mind for later.
Put a pin
everybody.
In that. During that time in April of 2016, they also come out with the first banger.
Yes.
Not traditionally known as a K-pop banger, but a K-pop banger, Tinkerbell.
Yes. Adorable. Banger. Love that song.
The
so,
cutest thing.
So cute. It's like a cute girl group song that is actually very
it's
nice.
It's still so cutesy, but they don't sound like children.
They don't sound like shit in that one. Yeah.
They don't sound like shit. They don't sound like children. They're adorable. That song is great. We approve.
Great song, April's Tinkerbell.
Again, like we said, this is the beginning of the banger era.
Yes, yes. Indeed.
What's next? So then in October, Hyunjo would officially leave April. Keep putting a pin in that girl's name.
Yes, yes. at the same time, we're also gonna add two more members to April since we have now lost two members of April. We must replace them. So we get Chaekyung and Rachel. Chaekyung had previously been participating in April concerts as a guest in August and October, so they were kind of like soft launching her into the group
before she launched.
In the same way that like Dongsung of N Flying was essentially in that group before they officially added him by like playing in their concerts and stuff, so like similar situation to that. Not that that is a more familiar situation to anyone than this is, but
not that most mainstream K-pop fans know what like Nugu groups do
know
when they like soft
situation.
Launch a member.
Yeah, that's fine.
It's like it's like when you soft launch a relationship, but
right.
For your coworkers,
but for a Nugu, for Nugu K-pop.
And then officially,
system. You
sort of get the six member April that people.
Yeah.
Sort of know for the most part. Because I mean, at that point, you only had, like, three, four come, if you count Christmas comebacks as a comeback.
Right.
Which is questionable. Four comebacks with a other lineup.
Right, right.
So. Then we get, we're getting to the part.
We'll get there eventually.
We'll get there. But they make, from this point on, they make bangers. They make
banger after
banger. They make Take My Hand. They make April Story. They make May Day.
The Bluebird.
May Day is when they start their, like, little retro concept, and it works so well for them.
Yes, bang. Yes.
Definitely the word we should be using for April music, bangers.
Banger.
Bangers.
I don't know who else is calling April music bangers, but we are.
I will always call April music bangers.
April songs
bangers. The Bluebird, banger. Oh My Mistake, banger.
La 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 is one of my favorite K-pop songs that exists. That song,
I love huge Oh My Mistake. Banger. Oh My Mistake is absolutely amazing, and I do love a Clueless reference in that video. Yeah. Love that for everyone involved. Banger. Honestly,
we don't April, stop making super bangers. Underrated.
We only make bangers.
Yes.
Even when we do in 2018 in April.
Yes.
Obviously, they make their debut in Japan. That song also a banger.
Also banger.
Also a Japanese banger.
We don't stop.
I will say, so many people complained that girl groups they mature. They always sing. There's no more cute girl. People turn their backs on April.
They do.
People never turned to April to turn their backs on them. People right. just didn't look.
I think at some point in time, like when they were more popular,
Oh My Mistake,
right before the situation happened,
yeah,
they were getting more popular because I think La 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 and Now or Never were like really them doing yeah. well, and then Nan was also doing more acting and was popular.
Her acting. Great.
Yes.
I love her in True Beauty.
Yes.
Not True Beauty, sorry.
Extraordinary You. Yeah. So they were making a rise, and then the situation, and then we lost them, so.
I know. But I'm just saying that they missed out on years of April bangers, because I love All My Mistake. I love La 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 La. We
now
missed out
never.
On people loving The Bluebird.
Yes.
We missed out on people loving Mayday.
Mayday. Oh, they're so good.
So good.
Great music.
Weirdly, we're never this passionate about girl groups, but like there's like
they
two or three
they
that
really
we will defend.
They deserved better. They really deserved
better. They deserved
better.
So much better. We will like we are as staunch of defenders of girl groups as we are boy groups.
You just got to be
it
the
just,
right.
You got to get into the heart.
Right.
And April got into the heart.
They did.
Also, we are like running through this career mainly because April has such a short career.
They do.
And they don't have as many. A lot of times when we do these, because we're only, like, what, 10 minutes into this episode, and
right,
we're already
right.
at, like, the end of it.
The end
of
the career, yeah.
The end of the career of April. But, like, other than to the situation that we're going to get to, the actual career of April was consistent comebacks,
uh-huh.
because they would make at least two comebacks a year.
Right.
All consistently good music. To what we knew of,
right.
no drama.
No drama.
To what we knew about, like, no, like, what, one person left and... Two people left and two people got added.
Right. And that happened
in
very
in comparison to other groups that we've talked about.
Too.
Yeah.
yeah.
And in comparison to a lot of other groups we've talked about, that is not that many people. That's not
that
many member changes.
It's not bad.
Like, I have no complaints. I mean, could DSP have done more? I don't know what DSP could have done more.
I don't know.
Them.
They did pretty good job with
they
them.
They did pretty... Yeah, because, like, were they, you know, stars? No, but no one coming out of DSP was stars.
But like
in that
some
era.
Of them were like kind of becoming
and
stars.
Slowly,
at the time.
It was
yeah.
like slowly building a career. Honestly, a group that I think that they remind me of a lot of is A-Pink.
Yeah,
consistent comebacks, consistent rise in popularity. Like they never had as like as much of a. The highs weren't as high, obviously.
Right.
But like stayed true to the concept. Didn't try to like. April never did a sexy concept. They didn't.
No. They
and,
didn't
like,
need to.
And, like, never would have worked.
They
didn't
need
to.
To.
But, like, you know the Nugu groups that we're talking about. Especially the Nugu girl groups that, like, the company pushes them to do something that just
right.
would not work.
But they did keep evolving their concept and still keeping it, like,
exactly.
good for them. And that was, and that they did that their whole career. So they did a great job with that, honestly.
Again, feels very A-Pink to me.
Yeah. Definitely.
People that like A-Pink, come on.
April.
People. You missed out.
You did.
There's still time. They got Brave Girls back on the charts.
They did. They did.
The people can speak.
The people could if they wanted
to. I would love. Can you imagine? if this was the, not that we have any influence, but like, can you imagine if it's like so far that like some old K-pop songs come back,
right?
But usually the group's still around. Can you imagine a dead group song rises up the charts?
It'd be crazy.
It'd be insane.
Insane, actually.
Because, like, none of these girls are doing much now. And we'll get to why.
Uh-huh.
Right now, actually, we'll get to... Oh, yeah. We'll go through some member information.
Well, yeah,
first.
So, I'll spoiler alert. So, they debut in Japan, we said, in 2018. In 2020, they released Now or Never. That's going to be their last official song.
And
unfortunately.
Then they disband.
And then we fizzle out in 2022, well, 2 years later.
for reasons. Yep. And we'll get to the reasons.
I'm sure a lot of people already know. We know the reasons. Everyone knows the reasons.
Especially, we're detached a couple of years now. Yeah. I don't think people fully understand the situation. Mainly because,
it's an insane situation, number one.
It's an insane situation. Also, all the articles about it are so long. It's so detailed. It's so much stuff going on that you have to, like, contend with.
Mm-hmm.
It's so many accounts. And then at some point, we even just stopped reporting on it, so we don't have the full conclusion.
Exactly.
So, I guess we'll get through all the member stuff. We'll tell you the ending, and then we'll talk about everything that happened.
Right.
So, random member information.
Yes. So, first, we gotta start with Somin, of course.
Mm-hmm.
Who was in this group for such a brief amount of time, but then went on have such a great career afterwards.
Somin really got out of this ahead.
She really did.
Of everyone here.
She did. So Somin, formerly being in April, was a member of Purdy, which was like a DSP Japanese girl group that was kind of like a random selection of like girls who were in the Kara Project, but like lost that show.
Yeah.
And just like did
it's
things
sort of
for a little
where,
bit.
Yeah, it's sort of where you, it's sort of the Kara Project B team.
Right. So there's that, and then she also came in second place on the Kara Project. It was pretty rough for her, but I honestly think that worked out for the best for her.
Again, I think everything, all the bad things that happened in Somin's career, all came out as positive. She didn't end up in the group, the Kara Project. She didn't end up in April.
Right, and she's doing so much better than the girl who won Kara Project, mm-hmm. Taeyongji, because she's not doing anything. And then like, she's not in April, and so she's still in card, and she's thriving in card. So,
like I said, all the setbacks in Somin's careers are blessing in disguise.
Honestly,
you know what they say: when God closes a door, it opens a window. Jump out that window.
Yes, indeed.
that's my phrase. That's what I think of that phrase.
Of course, you think of Somin from card.
Obviously. All right. So then we have Chaeyeon from, obviously from April. She was also formerly on Purdy. She was also on the Kara Project.
Yes.
She came 16th on Produce 101. Then she was in the project group CIVA? SIVA?
Mm-hmm. Sure.
With other Produce 101 contestants. And then she was in another project group called IBI with other Produce 101 contestants.
Really gotta capitalize on the Produce 101 of it all.
I mean, here's the thing. The Produce 101s also had, I always forget the Produce 101 also had these like weird loser's a strong word, but loser side groups.
Right.
That went nowhere, but sets the stage for like your JBJs and Reigns and all this other stuff that would go on for season two.
Yeah.
That like thrives.
Mm-hmm.
So that's her.
Yes.
Chaeyeon ranked fourth on Kara Project.
A lot of Kara Project.
Exciting for her.
Yep. And then we have Nayeon. Nayeon did a lot of various acting while she was in April, mm-hmm. including probably most notably 18 and Extraordinary You.
I love both of those two shows are very good.
Yeah.
I wish she would have been able to continue.
I know.
She was good.
She was a good
so
actress,
good.
For especially for an idol actress. She was really good.
Absolutely. She was so good at doing what April's so good at doing, which is playing a believable sweet girl.
Yes.
And
yes,
trust
yes.
me, sometimes in K-dramas, when you have to play the sweet girl, with like no like underlying cutting it, like just pure actual sweet girl.
Mm-hmm.
No like backhanded, she's a meat, no, just a sweet girl. Sometimes it comes off so bad.
Yeah.
Half of them aren't believable because I'm like, is she secret? Is the twist that she's a bitch?
Right.
Is the twist she's a bitch?
It could be.
No? No, it's not. It's not supposed to be? Oof.
Could be.
Ooh, we're in a bad place.
Yeah.
We're in a bad place. If I keep having to think that the twist is she's actually a bitch. Right. And that's going to be, ugh.
Ugh.
But she played it very well.
Yes.
And then Jin Seol participated in Girl Spirit in 2016.
That was like I think it was an Mnet show. It might not have been an Mnet show, but it was like a weird, like, new goo girl group vocal competition show that mm-hmm. didn't mean anything, really, in the grand scheme of things, so.
I feel really like that early era of, like, post-produce shows is just so much throwing every possible show idea at a wall.
Oh, yeah.
And I've forgotten about all of them.
Absolutely.
Because what?
Because what was going on here?
They were overloading it. They were getting anybody and everybody they could think of on those shows.
Oh, yeah.
All right. So then they disband in January of 2022. And it is because of this whole alleged, essentially.
A very elaborate lie is what it is.
This is a group we're not going to cover because this group has not wormed their way into our hearts, but it was another sad situation.
Yeah.
April got tiara'd.
They did. It's the same April shit. It's really the same shit. It happened again.
And if when we're explaining the situation, you're like, tiara? Look yes. up what happened to tiara because it's the same thing.
The same thing, just in a different time.
The same thing, but a different group.
Same shit, different year, really.
Same did, different year. It. You know, honestly, I know we have our problem with Tiara. I don't want to say it's a better group for it to have happened to, but I'm like,
ugh.
April makes me upset because April was really, really good.
Right, and Tiara made bad music, so I can't.
Tiara made bad music, yeah. So I'm like, still super sad to be essentially.
Like, that situation, Tiara is awful on what the awful. Public did
it
to
should
that.
Never, it should never have happened because you should never be accused of something you did not do.
Oh, absolutely.
Especially by what is essentially, again,
a person who is trying who is not that famous, essentially trying to become more famous by blaming a fake event on other people.
And, like, to be honest, I know a lot of, like, K-pop fans are younger and all that other stuff, but, like, as an adult person now, thinking about that situation just from the perspective of, like, a coworker is essentially trying to defame you and ruin your life.
Yeah.
Because that's what happened.
That's what it is.
A coworker, a scorned coworker,
right,
was trying to ruin these people's lives.
It's like a past coworker came back to your job and made up an elaborate lie on why you should be fired. Is essentially
why you should be fired and possibly sent to jail.
Uh huh.
All right. Do we have to get into it?
I think we do.
This is what we've been building to. It's why we made this video.
So. The Tiara situation, for anyone who doesn't know, it revolves around Hyunju, the former member of the group who left way back in April 2016. Also, I feel like it is important context to have that yes. after leaving April, she went on the show The Unit and then won that show and then later debuted into Unity, whatever that group is. She wins that show.
And yeah, so there. She's there.
So she
for
clearly
a while.
Wanted to still be a K-pop idol. Mm-hmm. So that's that for her.
That's just an aside.
That's
to
just
keep
like
in mind.
That's just like some extra information to have, you know.
Some extra context for what we're gonna get into.
Yes. So this whole situation starts in February of 2021 when Hyunju's brother comes out and accused the group of bullying his sister. He makes up this very like. Long story about how she was ostracized from the group because she had a panic disorder and she tried to take her own life. And then in March, someone who would claim to be also a high school classmate of Hyunju made similar allegations, who said that all members except Chaekyun and Rachel bullied her.
Point out, Chaekyun and Rachel, the would not have been there at the time.
No, nope. Would
like, not they have been cannot have been involved in this because they were not present.
We're not in the group yet.
We're not in the group yet. They don't come until, like, months after she leaves. Mm-hmm. So, of course, they have to specify.
Of course.
Not them.
They also claim that Yaena and Jinsil were, quote-unquote, being sarcastic to her and teasing her. sure. And then there's, like, a whole wild list of claims. They claim that Chaewon was apparently dating a manager at the time, so the manager knew about the bullying that was happening. So it would have made Chaewon 18 at the time this happened.
I had to look up, I'm like, what are they implying happened here? Because yeah, that is so much implying about the manager as well.
Yeah.
Also would like to say that at the very least, I read all of these, and these are pages on page. Like,
these are long. They accuse these people statements. Of
everything under the sun. They accuse her. They go into such specific, and we'll get to specific scenarios that they bring up in a minute.
Uh-huh.
But I want to point something out that they also, they go back and forth with, like, three different statements. Like, they'll make a statement, and then DSP will make a statement, and then they'll come back with more statements.
Yeah.
There's so much about, like, the fucking Tupperware scenario.
Oh, and it's Tupperware the incident. No, it's the tumblers and the shoes. The tumblers and the shoes. It's like, oh, God.
We'll get to that, but I want to point something out, that at the very least, in one of the DSP articles, they don't, I guess because they also do, like, you have to think about people's privacy. You don't want to acknowledge the fact that essentially they're also almost saying that one of the managers is a pedophile.
Yeah, it's crazy.
Because that's weird. And also, at the very least, from what I see from in the articles, they talk about how a lot of them, the manager that they spend the most time with in April
is a female.
Is a woman.
Yeah.
Which is just adding layers crazy. On this. And I'm like, that is such an accusation to make.
Yeah.
But that you also don't make that. I know she would have been 18.
Right.
But that's...
It's like we are really close to making such a dangerous accusation there. Like,
but also, for someone that is so upset about all these terrible things happening to someone, you don't think to mention about the other abuse of power that you've just said happened?
Right, right.
Just saying.
Like, that's also, like, I'm sure she said that, or the brother said that in a way of, like, oh, this is how manipulative they are. And I was like, that's not how that situation works. That's, like, an abuse of power situation.
Yeah.
Like, that is absolutely not what you think it is.
And I also want to get into the tumbler and the shoe situation, because they keep bringing up these very detailed incidences. Those are the two very
specific incidents that they keep harping on. Like, we keep going constantly. Back to them.
And so we get, and to get through this, like, DSP will make detailed statements saying that, like, nothing happened. Like, we have evidence, we have videos, we see these girls in practice rooms, none of this happened.
Right.
And then Hyunju herself will make a statement that the bullying happened. And then two members of April will press charges of defamation. And then the members of April will do a full interview.
Yeah.
They do a televised interview with Sports, Chunghyun, about this whole situation, going into detail about these situations, showing evidence, showing pictures, showing all of this. And then people stopped reporting on it. Because what? What happened with these lawsuits? What has occurred?
Right.
April disbands, and then apparently nothing matters anymore.
That's it. It's like, we get actually no, like, resolution closure to the situation. Yeah.
Absolutely not. But, so the specific incident, there's two. There's two incidences.
Two big incidents. So quote-unquote big incidents.
Big incidences. So the shoes one is the one I thought was absolutely insane. So apparently she was super upset because people kept taking, like, her shoes got lost, or, like, someone took her shoes. And at some point, April shows what the front of their dorm looks like. And it is a chaos pile of shoes.
Full of shoes. So many shoes.
So much shoes. Because all these girls are, it's what, six girls at the time, are all around the same size. So a lot of them have the same shoe size. Also, what they keep saying is that DSP is like, we gave the girl shoes. We provided them with shoes. They had shoes for practice, for dances, mm-hmm. and all of that. And, like, it's like, I can see how someone's shoes are going to get lost.
Right. Like, it is not I don't know how I can keep track
of these shoes.
Yeah.
Like, there's a difference between my shoes got lost.
Right,
and the girl, you know, pied me in the face. I don't know what's happening. I can't even... This feels like a lot of it felt like the things that they were clinging on to were, like, the same problems you'd have in your dorm room. Like, sure, did something probably happen where your feelings hurt?
Sure.
Probably?
But also, you have to also... Everett's like, this is also... You have to remember the context of this is six, like, teenage girls living together in a... And most of the time when they're either trainees or just starting their career, a very stressful time for everybody, I'm sure.
Exactly.
And it's like, and all of this major stuff she keeps bringing up is just like, this is probably, it's like petty nonsense that is probably going to happen when girls are living together. It's not, like, it is not that deep.
So much of this just seemed very, like, this is what happens when, for the first time in your life, you're living with other people. It feels like a dorm room. Exactly,
right, right.
And it just feels like something that, like, you talk it out. It seems like no one talked this out. The other thing I want to point out is that, again, they bring up so many people by name. Do you want to know who they don't bring up by name? Mm-hmm. Somin.
Yeah.
Somin is not brought up by... They bring up the two members that are not there. They bring up the fact that Yena and Jinsoul were, like, specifically mean.
But we completely forget other that Somin was in this group, apparently.
They bring up Chaewon's, like, issues. The only... Like, Naeon is not brought up I believe there might be one instance of her name being brought up specifically, but I don't remember reading Somin's name at all.
Right. She's... She's not a major part of this situation. No, even though she would have been there for all of it.
She would have been there.
Yeah.
And it's just very, very interesting to me because we go on and, like, none of these claims are ever, like, there's no evidence for these. There's a lot of evidence. Again, I'm not saying that no one's feelings got hurt. I'm not saying no one felt a certain way. I can't talk about how this girl felt.
Right.
But at the end of the day, there is no evidence for a super malicious situation to have happened. And there's a decent amount of evidence for this just being just issues.
Just nonsense.
These girls were incompatible and they had issues.
Right.
And it's so interesting to me that there is a person that would have been there and this girl is coming out years later with these situations about this group and is not mentioning someone that would have been there.
Would have been there
and just so happens to not be there now.
And would have been the leader of this group and definitely would have been right in the middle of this entire situation.
And would have been the oldest one there. Yeah. Either, like, you'd think as the oldest one, either she would have said something... Or she would have been upset that, like, the leader is not saying anything. Like,
You would think that there would be more blame on Somin than anything else if she were to say these things and they were true.
Mm-hmm. Because it's not even that, like, because one can say, well, maybe she wasn't there. No, because, like, all the other girls are there and they were all around. They're all in DSP at the same time. It's not like she was off doing another thing. Apparently, this also happened after debut, too, so she would have been there.
And the entire April situation, even when it was happening, it did not follow Somin and affect Card in any way at all. Like, it really, that entire situation, it brought down only April. Like, you did not see any of it spill over into Card, like, at all whatsoever. Because
Somin was not mentioned.
No.
And you'd think that she would have, if her problem was with the DSP, you feel like she wouldn't try to be not going after other DSP artists because she's still there. It's not like Somin left the industry and is a private person. Mm-hmm. It just feels very interesting. It almost, I don't know, it just felt like a weird situation, especially now that, like, it's nothing happened. Mm-hmm. Everything just, we got no closure on it.
No. And it also feels like the statements a lot of the time were so detailed that is, like, kind of the reason why it feels fake, because it's like there is no way you remember these things with the excruciating detail that you're describing it in, like, from this many years ago.
It reminds me a lot of the Garam situation.
Yes.
That would happen, like, the next year. Mm-hmm. Where it's like there's the old adage of, like, you can't put too many details to a lie. Especially a lie that happened years ago, or else it just...
Right.
The more you say, the more it sounds fake.
Right.
And, like, this is the almost... This and that situation almost is the like, the prime examples of that. Because, what the hell?
Yeah.
What was all of this?
What was it? What was it for?
It derailed their career. It destroyed their career. And what did...
She got nothing out of it, like, either.
A lot of times I think about the malicious people that, like, do this, and I'm like, what did they get out of this? Was it just to see them unhappy?
What were you trying to gain here, exactly? Like, I don't understand what you're doing.
Because, again, I think if I had been truly that traumatized by a group of people, I would want all of them to suffer. Somin suffered nothing. Somin was not even mentioned. Somin almost had the most to lose. Given that she was in a bigger group than April, like, Card obviously has more, at least international popularity, than April ever did. But, so she didn't get that. Was it just pettiness? I don't know.
That's what the whole, the entire situation feels like. Pettiness is the worst it could be. It's like, she's petty, and she took her pettiness to another level several years later to even talk about this entire situation. But the entire... Yeah. Original situation that she's talking about, that also just seems like it was generic pettiness. So what are we gaining?
I just thought of something, and this is the pettiest reason of all. Like, we were saying that, like, she does end up going on Unity,
right?
She does end up going into the unit, all of that other stuff. And then, is it just because April was starting to get a tiny bit of popularity?
Well, that's what happened. Like, they weren't super popular. You see that happening with a group when someone starts rising to popularity, and all of a sudden these people start coming out of the woodwork, and they have all these problems and whatever.
It just feels very... What did you get out of it? What did I get out of it? What was the point? And I think it's just... people have feelings. And I don't think you do this for someone that, like, you didn't... I can't imagine that these situations didn't bother her.
Right.
But also, these situations bother certain people very differently.
Uh-huh.
Because, again, it's some shoes and some tumblers.
Right. Didn't they all be okay? Like, release... like, therapy records for some of the
girls
as well.
They released full diary entries for these girls at the time.
Because some of them were in therapy, and it was because they were having conflicts issues with this girl specifically.
Like, so, I believe it's Naeun released, like, full diary pages from that time on that one television interview they did. And she talks about that she feels very frustrated with this girl.
Right.
Because it's the same thing that happened with Tiara. She's late. She doesn't work as hard. Like, it's just holding them back a little bit. And, again, it just felt like this was a incompatible group of people.
Yeah. That really is what it comes down to.
I don't know. And I feel so sad for April. I don't think they deserved any of this.
They did not. And I do think that most of them probably did not do anything wrong.
So much of this just seems like you get a group of teenage girls together. If you've ever been part of... a theater production? You ever been part of a sports team?
Right. Ever had bad coworkers ever?
Ever had a friend group of more than three people in it?
Right.
It devolves into something like, you're gonna have a fight. Again, I'm not saying anyone is totally blame. I'm not saying the girls of April are total angels. But, like, it doesn't feel, like, this feels like normal issues.
Right.
That you just move on from. I don't know. I just think that this was so overblown.
It was so unnecessary, the entire thing.
So much of this just feels so unnecessary. I'm so upset for them. They do not deserve this.
They do not at all.
I'm happy Soman's thriving.
Mm-hmm.
Good for her.
Good for Soman.
Her hands totally clean.
Her Soman, who has absolutely nothing to do with the situation, apparently.
Nope. Apparently was just not present. Apparently Soman was a ghost.
Apparently Soman just happened to not be there. Yeah.
Just every day that this bullying happened, Soman was conveniently away.
Mm-hmm.
But that's
April. They're very
That's April.
Short and unfortunate history for them.
Hey, if you care, go listen to La La Li La La.
Yes.
Go listen to Now or Never. Go listen to Oh My Mistake. What else? Go listen to Mayday, Banger.
Tinkerbell, The Blue Tinkerbell, Bird, Take My Hand.
Listen to all of them.
Literally.
Listen to
all of them except for, like, Dream Candy and Wah. And even with that, listen
even
to those just for the experience.
Even then, just thrive.
And really wouldn't take you that long to do a full April discography listen. Like, you might as well just do that.
Listen to their B-sides, too. They also make bangers. The DiCapo
album that Lala is on is, like, one of my favorite mini albums ever. Like, that's a fantastic album. Like, very, very good. Oh,
so good.
Yes, but we are available on all major podcasting platforms like Apple Podcasts and Spotify. We also have a YouTube channel where we post all of our episodes along with clip videos occasionally as well. And with that, we will see you guys in the next episode. Bye.
Bye.